Okay, tonight, Ezra Shem, we are going to finish discussing the first Beis HaMikdash in terms of how it looked. Right, up until now, we've been discussing the first Beis HaMikdash. We talked about the Yamshel Shlom. We talked about the Yachin Boaz. A lot of these things are unique to the first Beis HaMikdash. They may have been in the second Beis HaMikdash, but they were unique to the first, and then Shlomo HaMelech actually built them. The last detail, the most important detail, is the Mizbeach. Again, when we speak about the Mizbeach, we're not talking about the Mizbeach that was in the Heichal, that had a totally different structure. Right, again, to do a little quick Chazara, we had the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kodesh, aka known as the Heichal, you had the Ulam and the Beis HaKhalifos, right? Right, in the Heichal, we spoke about there was a Mizbeach, that was called Mizbeach HaPnimi, like that, look kind of like that. Right, it was like a cylinder. Right on top of it were horns, a small thing that you just stood in front of. Purpose of it was, 2 times a day they would take coals from the outer mizbeach, bring it into the ulam, into the heichal, and they put the coals onto the mizbeach, and they put the ketores, the spices on it, and they would burn it twice a day. That was called haketores haketores. They would do that twice a day. And that was Mizbeach HaPnimi. Mizbeach HaChitzon, that's the famous Mizbeach that we all think about. You go up a ramp, you do all the burnings with all the karbanos. That is the main Mizbeach. That's the big Mizbeach we speak about. That is what we're going to talk about today. And now, Be'ez Hashem, finish our discussion of the first Beis HaMikdash. I think tomorrow night we're going to do like a summary of everything we've done. We're trying just to do like a summary of everything. You know, draw everything out. Summary of the first Beis HaMikdash. Then we're going to move on to the second Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to really go through that. Then we'll talk about the differences. At the end, maybe we'll get to the third Beis HaMikdash also, if we have time. I don't think we will, but if we do, it would be great. So, talking about this Beach, how did this Beach look? Again, before we discuss how it looked, where was it? You guys remember, where was the Mizbeach HaChitzon?
It was in the southwest corner.
Correct. Exactly, beautiful. So again, why did I just erase it? I'm not sure. You have the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have the Kodesh, the Heichal right here, right? Heichal, you have the Ulam, the extensions of the Ulam, right? Good. And then, you got the stairs, you have the 12 stairs, right? The funky stairs, right? That they were each an Amma, except for the 4th and 7th stair were 3 Ammos, and the 12th stair, which is 4 Ammos, right? So the stairs there. The first thing you bump into when you go down from the stairs is the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Correct. There were 12 stairs. We spoke about them? Right. There were also 15 stairs to Sharon Nikon. We didn't speak about it. Again, there's a whole part of the Ezra's Nashim. We didn't speak about the Ezra's Nashim yet. We didn't speak about that. We're going to talk about that in the future. But in terms of the first thing you bump into when you come down the stairs from the Ulam is the Mizbeach HaChitzon. That is what we're going to talk about today, and we shall start right now. Okay? Here we go. Again, important to note that there was a difference between the first Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and the first Beis HaMikdash, and the second. The Mizbeach HaChitzon and the second Beis HaMikdash was bigger than the first. And again, when we get to the Mishnah in Maseches Midos, we're going to go through Maseches Midos, which describes the second Beis HaMikdash. When we get to the Mishnah to speak about it, we'll note the difference there. And we'll also at the end of all the Shir, we'll speak about the differences between them, all the differences between the first two. But now we're just going to talk about the Mizbeach HaChitzon and the first Mizbeach that's at right beyond the stairs of the Ulam in the first Beis HaMikdash. In the southwest corner of the Ezra's Kohanim. Beautiful. Okay, good. And we start as follows. Mizbeach HaChitzon was built as 3 squares, one on top of the other. The bottom square was called the first square was called the Yesod, okay? Yod Samech Vav Dalet. That was the first square of the Mizbeach. The second square on top of that was called the Sovev. Okay, also important to note, by the way, this Mizbeach was different than the Mizbeach HaChitzon in Mishkan. We're not going to talk about that at all. We're just focusing on the Beis HaMikdash now. First was the Yesod, next was the Sovev, and the third was called the Gad HaMizbeach. Okay, that was the third square on top of it, on top of the bottom 2 squares. Okay? So the Yesod, on top of that was the Sovev, on top of that was the Gad HaMizbeach. The Yesod was 1 Amma high. I'm going to draw it out in a second. I'm just giving you the details now. Yesod was one amah high, okay? One amah high. On top of it was the Sobe, which was five amos high. On top of that was the Gag HaMizbeach, which was three amos high. And on top of the Gag means the roof of the Mizbeach. On top of that, there was what's called the Kronos, which were the horns, the corners. They were like boxes, one amah by one amah by one amah, an amah by an amah long and wide, and an amah high. Those are called the Kronos, and they were on top of the Gag HaMizbeach, right? So that was like that had another amah. So in total, the Mizbeach was 10 amos high, okay? The Yesod plus the Sodeh is 6, plus the Gag HaMizbeach is 9, plus the Keren is 10. Okay? The four Kronos. Four Kronos, a Keren really means a corner or a horn. It was on the four corners of Mizbeach. What was it for? What was the purpose? Not really a purpose, it's just the corners. Just the corners of the Mizbeach. Yeah, like zone horn, okay? In total, it was 10 amos high, which means what? Which means that in reality, 10. Because you have the Yesod, plus the Sobeid, plus the Gag HaMizbeach, plus the
Yesod.
Yeah, so I'm going to draw it out in a second. I just want to give you the basic idea here. And what do you call it? So it's 10 amos. So figure 10 amos is what? 10 amos is about, 15 feet? 15 feet high? Right, so that's how high the Mizbeach was. It's pretty big. It's pretty big. Now the length and width was gigantic. Okay, when I say gigantic, I mean huge. If you're at the virtual reality today, you would see it. It's gigantic, okay? So the first, now talk about the Yesod, okay? The first layer, I'm going to draw it as if we're standing on top, okay? The Yesod was 28 amos by 28 amos. Again, first base I made that. 28 by 28, okay? As we said before, it went an amah high, okay? Okay, from the ground, this is the Yesod. And this was one amah high. Okay? The next layer we said was the Sobeid, right? The Sobeid was 5 amos high. And again, that was 26 by 26, okay? So that means that from the, there was like a stair in between the on top of the Yesod, right before the Sobeid, okay? So that's the Sobeid, and that was 26 by 26. Okay? That was 5 amos high. Again, to form the stair. I'm saying because the Sobeid was smaller, the box was smaller on all dimensions, right? Again, 26 by 26 means we're cutting off an amah on each side, right? So now there was formed like a stair in between on top of the Yesod. Okay? We'll talk about, actually, on the Yesod, there was something else we'll talk about soon, but that's that, okay? The next thing we said was the Gag HaMizbeach. That was 24 by 24, okay? So again, it got smaller and smaller and smaller. Okay, that was the Gag HaMizbeach. 24 by 24. Okay, good? 24 by 24, good, okay. Now, let's note something on the east side, okay. So the ramp came down on the south side, okay, we said what? We said the Mizbeach was in the southwest corner of the Beis HaMikdash. Right, this is the west, this is the east, this is the north, and this is the south, right? So the Mizbeach was right here. The ramp went down towards the south. Okay? So, we'll say this is the south here. That was the ramp. Okay? That's how it looked. Okay. On the eastern side, okay? Which is, actually, you know what? I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Forget about the ramp. Let's say this is the east side, okay? If it's the east side, what does that mean? That means it's this side, right? The side facing the opposite direction. Not facing the love, but the opposite way. The east side of the Mizbeach, okay? The Yesod was cut, okay? Which means that It wasn't actually like this with a step, but it was actually exactly lined with the wall of the Soviet. Okay? Along the entire east wall, except for one amma at the very end.
So it wasn't a perfect square?
Correct. So it's not a perfect square. Again, in the east side, there was an amma sticking out, but the rest of the east wall of Mizbeach, which means the Mizbeach, the line of the wall facing the opposite direction of the Ulam, that was not exactly straight. It only had, it was totally aligned with the Sovev, okay, on the east side, except for one Am at the very end. Okay, and again, there's another difference. The second Beis HaMikdash was also cut in the south side, which means the back side, but we're not up to that, okay?
Wait. The Am at the very end was the side of the direction.
There was the east. Because this was the east side. The east side was lined up.
Northeast, you're saying?
And we're going to see. It's very important that this was cut. We're going to see. Because the...
That's the northeast. The top.
What?
The top is the northeast.
This is the north. This is that side. Okay. As in, this is the... This is... The Ulam would be right here. This is the west side. And this is the east side. So the east side was cut off right there. I want to see the reason that was, because we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about this.
So once you went up the ramp, you're still up the
step? Once you ran up the ramp. No, the ramp went all the way to the top. We can talk about the ramp.
So like the ramp like went over this?
Yeah. The ramp went straight up to the very top. We're going to talk about that soon. Okay? That is in terms of that. Good. Right, so it was the northeast corner, there was an extra amma. That was the northeast corner. 28 as measured by from there to there, okay? 28 from there to there. 28 from right there to there. And from there to there. Okay, you get the idea. 28 by 28 by 28. That's how the design looked.
So there's 29 amma at the top?
No, it was 29, it was 28.
So at the bottom there's 27.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying because it was cut one. Alright, so I guess it will be 27. Hold on a sec. The north side would have been 28. North side would have been 28. This could have been 28. This, I guess, is 27 then, you're right. So the south side was 27. This was really 27 then, you're right. And this is 28 again. Right? Okay, the south side was really 27 almost wide. The Yusuf. It wasn't 28. Good call, thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. Okay. Now, the southwest corner of the Yesod, okay? The southwest corner, which means what? That would be this corner, okay? Okay, so... Okay, so this is the Mizbeach, right? The corner, the southwest corner, which means, again, south facing this way, west being this way, right? So the corner all the way in the southwest. On that corner, there were two holes. There were two holes. So we said this is the north, right? This is the north, this is the south, this is the west, this is the east, okay? Again, in terms of our orientation here, east, west, north, south. Okay. So on the southwest corner, okay, which means this corner right here of the Yesod, there were two holes. There were two holes. Right, so let's figure. So this is the Yesod, right? The bottom step, okay? Again, we're looking from the top, so it's hard to see like difference in the sizes, but they were different in sizes. Right, there was a hole right there. There was a hole right there. On the Yesod, which is, again, one amma high from the ground. What was the purpose? They were called the Nekavim, right? Nun, Kof, Vav, Yud, Mem. Nekavim, like we say in Asher Yatzar, right? Varvo, Nekavim, right? Made us in holes, right? Nekavim, they were in the southwest corner of the Mizbeach on the Yesod. What was the purpose of those holes? The purpose of those holes was to put out the leftover blood from the karbanos. Right? What happens was you would part of the blood avodah, part of the service is that you would bring blood. Right? The kohen would, when someone would shech the karban, another kohen would catch the blood in something called a mizrach. We spoke about the mizrachos. Remember that?
Did we say that the holes go down into like an area?
Oh, good. Hold on a sec. Was that right? So the kohen would catch the blood in the mizrach. Then the kohen would take it to the mizbeach, throw it on the mizbeach. That was called the Zrikas Adam. Then you had leftover blood from the karbanos, leftover blood from the karbanos would pour in those holes. That's where the leftover blood of the karbanos went. Okay, the two holes in the southwest corner of the mizbeach, up on the yisod. Okay.
Where did blood go?
Good. Now, these holes, had a system. Okay, these holes went into the yisod. Okay, under the ground of the azara. And then, like you said before, there was an emes hamayim. There was a stream of water flowing through the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, again, that was part of the cleaning system. There was a stream. Of water flowing through the Beis HaMikdash. So the holes would go. It would go into there under the mizbeach, under the floor. And then, since the emes hamayim, since the river was an amet deep in the ground, right, so it would come out in the wall of that, in the wall right there. And the wall, there'd be two holes right there, and then it would go into the, it would flow into the main stream of water, which went outside, outside Har HaBayis. Is that clear? But again, because the canal was an amet deep, that means that in the walls of that canal, there were two holes, and those two holes were the exits of these two pipes in the yisod. Is that clear? Okay. Like we said before, in the top of the top of the mizbeach. Thanks so much. There were four chronos, there were four corners in the top of the mizbeach. Okay? Four corners, each one being amahai. Okay? Good. Okay, good. Now something else, very something else. There's a famous thing, halfway up the mizbeach, okay? Halfway up the mizbeach. There's something called the Chut HaSikra. Anyone know what the Chut HaSikra was?
Kind of string.
Good. The Chut HaSikra is not actually a string.
Sugar.
What?
Sugar.
For what?
Sad.
The Chut HaSikra. The Chut HaSikra was a red stripe that went around the top of the Sobe. Again, we said the Mizbeach was 10 amos high. It means 5 amos up is the top Amma of the Soveth. Good? It's 1 Amma of the Yisod, 4 Ammas of the Soveth. That 5th Amma right there is the half point. There was a stripe, a red stripe, all around the Mizbeach. The purpose of that Chut HaSikra was to split up the Mizbeach into two parts, into the Chelek HaElyon, the upper part, the Chelek HaTachton, the bottom part, and because there are certain karbanos, right, depending on how holy the carbon is, that you throw the blood on the upper part of the mizbeach or the bottom part of the mizbeach, okay? So the Chut HaSikra was to... So again, you take the blood in the mizrach that you cut the blood in, you throw it on the mizbeach. So certain karbanos on the sides, exactly, that's what they should do. You say Zrikas Adam, part of the blood of Oda, they shuck the carbon, another coin catches the carbon and catches the blood in the clay from the Shemitah, takes the mizbeach, that's called Hagasha, and then Zrika is when he actually throws it on the mizbeach. It was a really bloody scene. I'm saying, it's hard for us to imagine. It was a very bloody scene. What? No. Sikra. Sorry, that's an owl. Not a Sikra. Good? Okay. So that was the purpose of the Sikra. Again, certain karbanos require that their blood is thrown on the upper part of the mizbeach. Certain karbanos require their blood thrown on the bottom part. The purpose of the Chut HaSikra was to distinguish between the two. We keep going a little further. We're good? Okay. Next thing we talk about is the we talked about this before. We spoke about this before. On top of this, can I erase this? You have the Nekav in the southwest corner, you guys know we're oriented here? Good. I'm going to erase this for a second. Okay. On the top of the Mizbeach. Alright, let me draw out the Mizbeach here. Okay. Again, this is two-dimensional, right? This is the Yisod here, the bottom layer, the Sobe, 5 Amos, and 3 Amos, the Gagam Mizbeach. On top, in the four corners, you have the Kronos. Good. In the southwest corner, okay? Again, southwest corner. On the bottom, we said southwest corner, you have the two holes called the Nekavim. The Nekavim was for the extra blood of the Karbanos. Right, one thing is the Zrika, the leftover blood of the Karbanos. In the southwest corner, up top here, you had something, you had two bowls called the Sefalim, okay? Two bowls. These were called the Sefalim. Okay? Southwest corner, again, up top on the Mizbeach. The purpose of those is something called the Nisar Chamayim and the Nisar Chayayim. Okay? With every carbon, we spoke about a little, you bring, if it's a shlamim or an ola, carbon shlamim, carbon ola, you bring Nisar Chayayim, which means that you pour wine. After you bring the carbon, you pour wine in one of these, right? In one of these bowls. One was designated for yayin, one was designated for water. You would pour it in the cup designated for wine, and that was how you did the nisar chayayin. Okay? The eastern one was for yayin, meaning the one. Again, southwest, we're standing on top here. The southwest was all the way there in the corner, so again, let's say we're looking from the top. Let's say this is the southwest corner, okay? Let's say southwest corner on top of this Mizbeach, that's the Keren, right? You with me? You get the idea here? We're looking at the top of this Mizbeach, southwest corner. Again, that would be that if we flipped it over like this, okay? There were two bowls. There was a bowl right there and a bowl right there, okay? From the top of this Mizbeach. The eastern one, which means the one closest towards, not close towards the ulam, the eastern one, that was designated for wine, nisa chayayin, and the western one right here was designated for mayim, for water. Okay? When do you do nisa chamayim? One time a year we do nisa chamayim. When is that? Oh, fantastic. Chag HaSukkos, okay? There was one bowl that we barely used, we used it once a year on the holiday of Sukkos, that was the one for Mayim. You don't bring a Nisuch. A Nisuch means a libation, means pouring of a liquid. You only do that once a year during Chag HaSukkos. Nisuch HaMayim, that's the western bowl. Eastern bowl is for the Yayin. Now where did the liquid end up? Okay. Pretty much went as follows. Next to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach on the ground, there was like a pit. There's a pit. Okay?
Was that the size of portion?
Something like that, yeah. It's not exactly how far down it was, but that was... Okay? Let's say this is the Rizpah Sazara. Let's say that's the ground. Okay? So the work was... You'd pour it in the southwest, in the Sfal. Yisach HaYayin, you'd pour it in the west one. And the east one, sorry. And it will go down. It will go down onto the roof of the Mizbeach, through the Mizbeach, okay? Into the Rizpah Hazara, okay? And then it will go into this pit. Okay? Again, remember, in the southwest corner towards the bottom, we had the two Nekavim, which was for the leftover blood of the Karbanos, and that would go into the Emes HaMayim, the canal going through the Beis HaMikdash, and it would end up with the rest of the water in Nachal Kidron, which again was like the water valley. These two bowls of top, instead of joining with the canal going outside the Beis HaMikdash, they would go into a pit. The Gemara in Sukkah says that the water and the wine that came down from the Zasachim, it went down to the Tehom, which means to the deepest place in the world. Okay? That's how low down these Zasachim went. Alright guys, take ice cream. Everyone take ice cream. Take a bowl, take a spoon, please. Are they all the same flavors? Yeah. What?
I think they didn't bring the cookie dough.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yosef, what was your question?
Is there any reason why the Mizbeach kind of like the...
Yeah, on top.
Yeah. So is there any reason why they...
I understand. I'm sorry. What's the question?
You talk about the same window. No, I don't get that. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. Maybe.
What was the question? You work out the question?
It's okay. A bad question.
Okay. Now again, so that... good. That is the Sfali HaNisuch. Okay, good. Beautiful. Okay, now let's go next. All right? Let's go next. Okay, good. Now let's talk about the top of the Mizbeach, okay? Again, I'm going to give you like a bird's eye view of the Mizbeach. as follows. We had, I use a spoon as like a marker, it's like I'm paying attention. Okay. The service of the Mizbeach, the four corners. Oh, you think that's funny? Yeah, it's pretty funny. I'm not eating the ice cream. You guys want the ice cream? I'm not gonna eat it. You'll eat it? Okay. It's great. Alright, this is my ice cream for tonight. This is my ice cream. Alright? And I don't get fat eating it, which is great. Okay. So now, okay, talking about the top of the Mizbeach. Okay, like we said, the Kronos, right, were each an amma high, which made the whole thing 10 ammas high. 9 ammas from this bottom part, okay? 10 ammas from the Keren on all four sides. Okay. Around the Mizbeach, around the area here, again, the Keren was actually a lot smaller, it was actually not this big. I should make it smaller, not to be deceiving here.
They're 1 by 1 amma?
Yeah, they're 1 by 1 amma. And again, we said this was on top, it was 24 by 24. Okay, which means the following. Which means they had an amma by amma here. Okay? That was more real. That's more realistic. Okay? Now, there was an area 2 amos wide. Okay? 2 amos wide surrounding the entire surface of the top of the Mizbeach. Okay? Which means the following. Which means that in addition to this amma, there was another amma. So, try drawing this accurately. Two amos wide. There was an area on top of the Mizbeach. Okay, so one amma included the Keren, right, in the corners. The next amma did not. Okay, two amos all around. What was the purpose of those two amos? And they were deep mashu, right? Mashu means like a little bit. We don't know exactly how deep they were. They were deep mashu, a little bit. They were a little deep. What was the purpose of those two amos wide square going all around? That was for the purpose of the Kohanim walking around, right? The Kohanim have to walk around the Mizbeach, right? You can't always there's always room to get through, so you walk around, okay? It was like a perimeter walking around the Mizbeach in the middle. So what do we have now? And we said this is 24 by 24 on top. Here we go. Back to some math.
The perimeter was 2 amos.
Why? 2 amos, 2 amos, 2 amos, 2 amos. If we have, good. So now, let's do some math.
Go 22 amos by 22 amos.
Try again. Try again. Again, think about it. Every time you went up thinner and thinner and thinner, we had to drop by 2 amos, right? We had to drop by 2, otherwise it wouldn't be 1 on either side. It would only be 1 on either side. So now, if this was 24 by 24, what is this now?
Only 2 by 22.
No, why not? Tell me why not. Why are you wrong? Eitan, tell me why they're wrong. Because then we're not dropping 1 amma. If we're dropping 1 amma, listen, hold on. If we're dropping
20 by 21.
No, you're wrong.
20 by 20.
Yes, 20 by 20. Let's think about it. If we drop amma by an amma, if we drop an amma, which means what? Which means, dropping 1 amma means, but you got to consider both sides. So that means we're going from 24 to 22. Now we're dropping 2 ammas, so that means we're going to 20. This 20 by 20 area in the middle was known as the Makum Hama'arachu.
Does that mean it's deep mashu?
No. The deep mashu is the walking area around the top of the Mizbeach.
Pretty big.
What? 20 by 20 amos is huge. 30 feet by 30 feet, okay? Figure. I don't even know how to measure that in the real space. It's a big, big Mizbeach, okay? Big. Beautiful. Beautiful, big. Good.
What's that metaphor called again?
That's called the Makum Hama'arachu. Sorry. Which means the place of the Ma'aracha. Ma'aracha means the burning, right? The burning that we're going to talk about in a sec. The burnings that they did on the Mizbeach. Okay? Good, that's the Makom Ma'aracha, beautiful. Now let's talk about the ramp, okay? South of the Mizbeach, like we said here. This is the west side, to the south side. Not to the east side, not to the north side, not to the west side, but to the south side. Good, to the south side there was a ramp going down. Okay? Alright, that's the idea? Okay. Let's just say that's the ramp. That's the ramp, okay? Yeah, we got, thank you very much. The ramp, the keves, this is called the keves, okay? Chaf beis shin. The keves went down. The keves was smaller in the first base of Megdash than the second, okay? The keves was 30 almost long, okay? 30 amos long. Let's say we're measuring from the ground. I thought you were eating it. You're not eating it? Okay. I wanted it then. Okay. All right, 30 amos long, okay? That was the keves. Again, not measuring diagonally. Measuring from the ground, right? From the end to the end was 30 amos. Again, if we have eight back here, we can figure out how long the diagonal was. Right? If it was 30 amos on the ground, the mizbeach, the keves went up to right to that point. This point right here, okay? Which means what? Which means that it went up to the 9 amos point. Which means that what? We got, thank you. That means that this is 9. If you have 9 that you have 30 like that, how do you figure out the diagonal? What? I don't even know.
That's the right triangle.
That's 90.
No, it's not 90.
That's not. But this is the right triangle.
This is 300. Wait.
No, 30. That's 30.
This is. I'm saying we have an angle. We have side.
It's this. Look here. It's this.
I'm trying to figure out the angles. I'm just trying to figure out the sides.
Okay. No. Okay. Right, let's figure it out the end. Figure out the end. Okay.
81.
What's that? That's 900. 900 plus 81. No, it's C squared, no? Square root of 981?
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
I don't know.
Is that a perfect number?
No.
Okay, whatever.
No way, actually, perfect number.
But that's the...
That was the diagonal, right? So on the ground... You lose anything?
It is.
Why? What do you got?
I think it could be. It might be. Yeah, you have a cat here.
maybe 39.
Screw 91 is what?
It could be 39. 39 times 39. I think it's 39.
39? How'd you get 39?
Here.
Nope, not even close. Yeah. Alright. Yeah, let's keep going. It's fine. Well, it's not irrelevant for now. On the ground, the Mizbeach, the Keves was 30 amos long. Okay? Okay.
It's 31.
31? Exactly 31.
No, not exactly 31.
Okay, 31. Check.
How do you know it's the right triangle?
What?
Because this is a square.
No, because we know that
the bottom of this is a square.
But there's no way it's 31. There's no way.
Yes. This is 31 almost long.
It doesn't make sense. This is 31 and this is 30. And
no,
this is not.
No. It's not, no. 30 amos, the yesod was actually right there probably, right? So it was actually 2 amos in. Because again, you got to consider the gog was right there. So it really only hit the gog.
So this was 30. Up until here?
Well, no, 30. The whole ramp. The whole
so that's 20.
The whole thing is 30. Okay, so then we have the same thing. And it doesn't matter what that is.
Yeah, we have to go till the...
What's the square root of 981?
Because otherwise it's not a triangle. We're making a triangle.
It's not 31.
We didn't do it.
No, it's not. It's more.
Okay.
No, it's not.
We know. Okay, guys. Okay, we gotta keep going, guys. I want to finish soon. Okay, I want to finish soon. Okay. We know that the keves was 30 amos long on the ground. But we know that. Okay, good. So that was in terms of the keves. The width of the keves, right? In terms of like this, it's not clear. We know the second base dimension was 16. The first, we don't know whether it was either 12 or 14. Okay, it's unclear. Unclear whether the width of the keves was 12 or 14. And we have to leave that as a suffix for now. Okay? In addition to the big keves, okay, there was two other smaller ramps on the sides of the Mizbeach. On the right side of the keves, of the big keves, right, there was another ramp that went up to the Sovev. Okay, which means the following.
Wait, so this one went up to the Gog?
Right, the main keves went up to the Gog. There was, on the right of that, there was a smaller ramp that went up to the Sovev. Okay, which means it didn't go all the way up to the Gog, to the top of the Gog. It went up only 6 amos high instead of 9 amos high. Get the idea? That was on the right side of the keves. Good. Left side of the keves, there was another ramp as well. The left side of the keves, there was a... it went down to the yesod, but it also went up to the sovev. So, on the left side, you had... I have no idea how to draw this. on the left side of the keves, okay? Let's say here's the keves. Okay? Let's say that's the keves going up. On the right side again, we said you had one going to the sove, which is like right around there, right? That was going to the gog, which is there. That was going up to the sove. There was another one here that went down to the... Oh gosh, what am I missing? Went down to the yesod. Went down to the yesod. Also went up to the sove as well. What?
Went from the yesod to the sove.
Yeah. On the right side, you had one from the ground. Wait, it was from here to the sovev, and then you had one on the left side from the yesod to the to the middle there, up to the sovev. And it seems like these are actually connected. So the truth is that what, that from the keves, that ramp was actually from the keves. So like from the main keves. So from the main keves. It went up to the sovev, okay, that was like a ramp that branched off a little bit. And then from here you had, this is actually right here. Okay, so on the right side again, you had a keves went to the sovev, on the left side you had a keves that went down to the yesod and up to the sovev, okay? That was the two small ramps. Let us go by there, I want to try and finish up soon. Okay, here we go. Let's talk about the, we said the area right here, 20 by 20 amos, right? That was called the what? That was called Makom Aracha. There were three Ma'arachos, okay? A Ma'aracha, again, is a pile of wood. Pile of wood. A Ma'aracha is a pile of wood, okay? Like Erech, like Shulchan Aruch, means to be organized, like arranged. So they were like a arranged pile of wood. Why do you need a pile of wood? That's how you start a fire, right? That's how you keep the fires going. So there were three Ma'arachos on the top of the Mizbeach. On the east side, which is again the side further away from the ulam. On the east side, we'll say this is the. We gotta play it out. So we'll say this is the east. This we said is the west. We'll say this is the north. This is the south. Okay. On the east side, there was called the Ma'aracha Gedola. This was the first Ma'aracha, the first big pile of wood. The purpose was to burn all the karbanos, okay? The main thing you burn the karbanos with was this ma'aracha, okay? A thing of wood right there. Okay? That's my picture of a bunch of log of wood. Right? That was the called ma'aracha gedola, and that was where you burn the karbanos, okay? In the southwest corner, again, the southwest corner is pretty popular, right? We're in a pretty popular corner, right? Southwest corner, which is right up here. Right, again, we said the two bowls are right there. In southwest quarter, there was called the... It was different ma'aracha. And the ma'aracha was called the... ma'aracha shniya shel ketores, okay? So this was the... ma'aracha gedola. Ma'aracha gedola. That was the first ma'aracha. The second ma'aracha right here in the southwest corner was called the ma'aracha shniya shel ketores. Ma'aracha Shania, which means the second one, right? This is the first and the second one. Shel Ketores. Why was it called the Ketores Ma'aracha? What do you guys think? Because this was... How do you make coals? Not the coals you dig in the ground. How do you make... What? You burn the wood. Good. Burning wood makes coals. So, you burn the wood, you have coals. The Kohen used to do what? The Kohen would come up the ramp every day. Use the machta. Machta was the pan we spoke about before. The machta. He would take coals from the ma'aracha shniya shel ketores in the southwest corner, take it down the mizbeach, walk up the stairs into the ulam, into the heichal, place them on the mizbeach ha'pnimi, and then you would burn the ketores on top of that. Right, again, because these coals are really hot. Put the ketores on top of that. You have a beautiful smell. Right, on top of the pitum ha'ketores, all these incredible different smells. It was a beautiful, beautiful smell. That was beautiful. Is not the right word. It was an incredibly good smell. What?
How far did it spread?
How far did it spread? I don't know. It spread. If you're burning senses, it really spreads. So you burn. It would be an incredible smell. Beautiful, beautiful smell. So again, that was the Ma'aracha Shniya Shel Ketores. That's where they took the coals to bring to the to the Mizbeach HaPnimi to place on top of the Mizbeach HaPnimi to then bring the someone else to bring the Ketores to put the spices on top of that to burn the spices to get an incredible, incredible smell. Maracha Shniyah Shal Ketores. The third Maracha. What was the third Maracha? The third Maracha was called the well, it didn't really have a name. The premise of it was that you have a fire burning on the Mizbeach all the time, okay? There's a requirement that you have a fire burning on the Mizbeach all the time. Maracha didn't exactly have a clear place, it could really be anywhere. The purpose was that, of this third Maracha, didn't really have a name, right? Maracha, Ishtamit, if you want, right? It was the purpose of always keeping a fire in the Mizbeach, right? One of the miracles of the Mizbeach was that there's always a fire burning up, there's always smoke going up in the Mizbeach.
Were you sure where it was, or it could be anywhere?
No, it could be anywhere. It could be anywhere. It seemed like it could be anywhere. Right, that was the purpose of the third Maracha. It didn't have a specific place. Okay? That could be anywhere. Purpose was that there was a fire burning all the time. Right, I think we say in the first place I made this, there was a miracle that there was always a fire burning from this Maracha. Always a fire burning, always smoke going up. That was one of the beauties, and it was a beautiful thing. If you look at a picture of the Beis HaMikdash, you see it, that was the Maracha for the purpose of Kiyum Eish Tamin. Okay? So again, Maracha Gedola in the east side. We have the Maracha Shniyah Shal Ketores in the southwest side. And then we have the Maracha for the sake of the Eish Tamid, for the sake of the fire being constantly burning anywhere on the Mizbeach. In the middle of the Mizbeach, okay? What do we have? What happens when you burn a lot of wood? What happens?
Ashes.
You come with a lot of ashes. What do you do with all those ashes? You put it in the middle of the Mizbeach. It's a big, big, big pile of ashes. That was called the... You spoke about it? Let's go, guys. Chazara. Let's go. Chazara. I'm not telling you. Let's go. We talked about the seer. We talked about the yaw to take from that to put in the seer. That was called this big pile of ashes.
Don't say it.
Tapuah. Fantastic. Big pile of ashes, right? Amassed from all the marachas, all the burning of fire. That was called the tapuah. That was right there. Big pile in the middle. That was the tapuah. Okay. Good. Okay. Good. So we're good so far. Good. Now I'm going to talk again a little more off the board for a second. The salt. There were two places on the Mizbeach that were salt. Okay? Number one, there was salt on the ramp, on the keves, on the main keves. There was salt there. There was like salt placed there. The purpose of it was for placing the salt on the limbs of the ola and the fats of other karbanos. Okay? So you had salt on the keves. And the second place you had it on the southwest corner, again, our very famous southwest corner of the top of the Mizbeach. That was another place for it. And the purpose of that salt here was for salt in the menachos and the ochos, okay? So when you salted the limbs of an actual animal carbon, you did that on the ramp. But when you were salting a flower offering, a meal offering, or a bird offering, you would do that on the actual Mizbeach. And you would take the salt that was placed near the southwest corner on top.
What bird offerings are ochos?
Ophos, yeah. Oh, Ophos is a bird,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Again, Ophos and the real animals have a very different status. Animal, like in cattle, has a very different status than a bird. Okay, a bird is not considered as special an offering. Okay.
I thought that was still an offering that was kind of done. Brought
there. Oh, the Malika. Right. Great. We're not going to get into that now, but absolutely.
I know.
What?
I'm saying there was some
Kohanim. I don't know. You gotta learn how to do Malika. You, in the base of Midrash comes, you gotta do Malika.
There's some Kohanim that grow out their thumbnail, their right thumbnail.
That's important to know. Okay, and like we said before, again, where was the Mizbeach in the Heichal? We said it was in the southern part of the Azara. Okay, southern part of the Azara. We're almost done here. Southern part of the Azara. If we made, like, let's say a line breaking down the whole thing in half, okay? It was 7 amos, really, over the line, over the half-point line in the Azara, okay? So if we were, again, this is not an accurate picture, but you get the idea. If there was a split down the middle, right down the middle, right? Right down the middle, so this Mizbeach was 7 amos over that line to the north. Okay. We're going to talk about three things now, three things that were in the Azara right next to the Mizbeach, okay? Number one, something called the Makom Hadeshen. Okay, the Makom Hadeshen. The Makom Hadeshen. What was the Makom Hadeshen? That was on the right side of the ramp, okay? What was the Makom Hadeshen? That was to put the offer from the Trumas Hadeshen, right? What's the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen? Anyone know? Mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. You guys should all know. Come on, go on.
Taking the ashes.
What?
Taking the ashes.
What do you do? You take the ashes from the tapuach, and you bring it down the ramp, and you put it on the right side of the ramp in something called the Makom Hadeshen. Right, that was a specific place where they put all the ashes, part of the Trumas Hadeshen process, okay?
And then what's clear out the ashes?
Yes, we talked about that before, how they cleared out the ashes. That was the mitzvah of Hotza'as Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen was just taking the ashes down on the right side of the keves, put it in a little area to a place called the Makom Hadeshen. And the Hotza'as Hadeshen, the mitzvah of Hotza'as Hadeshen is actually taking all the... when you do enough burning of fires, enough ashes accumulate, you got to take it out eventually, or else it's going to be insane. So that was Hotza'as Hadeshen. That's a different mitzvah. Bring it down to the right side. That was brought to the Makom Hadeshen. That's the first thing we're going to talk about. That was in the Azara right next to the Mizbeach. The second thing was called the Beis Hadeshen Hagadol. Again, that was on the right side of the Mizbeach. Okay, right near the Makom Hadeshen. The Beis Hadeshen Hagadol was a bonfire. Okay, there's a bonfire right near the Mizbeach. What was the purpose of that bonfire? The purpose of that bonfire was to burn the karbanos that became pasul in the Azara. Okay. Again, karbanos can be compulsive for many different reasons. Let's say the Kohen Shechs, it has what? What's an example of a karma becoming compulsive?
Bad thought.
Let's say it's a bad thought, okay? What does it mean, a bad thought? Let's say he has, right, certain karbanos, they still can be valid. Certain karbanos, are like a chattas, where if you have karbanos for something, if you have a karban that you set aside as a chattas, I mean, the Kohen Shechs are for something else, not a chattas, right? So the halacha is that. Right, puzzle. I don't know, puzzle carbon. It's not a valid carbon. If the carbon becomes puzzle, you need to burn the car. You need to burn the carbon and get rid of it. That we did in the Makom Hadeshen. The Beis Hadeshen Hagadol. That's when you burn. That was the bonfire where you burn the carbonus that became puzzle. Okay. That was also called the Beis HaSreifa. Okay. The Beis Hadeshen Hagadol or the Beis HaSreifa again was a bonfire on the right side of the Mizbeach next to the Makom Hadeshen, where they would burn the carbonos that became possible. The third thing we're talking about is the... Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh, I'm extremely sorry. On the west side of the keves, okay, just back up a second. On the west side of the keves, there was a window. It was like a window, so like, let's say... Let's say that was the keves, right? Okay, if you're standing... We're standing on the west. Let's say I'm standing on the stairs of the Ulam, okay? Let's say we're all, right, Bez Hashem, very soon. We're all just standing on the stairs of the Ulam. We're looking at the Mizbeach, that's what we see, okay? Right? Because that was in the south, that was going towards the south, right? You with me? Good. In the keves, there was a window, right there, okay? It was like a square in the window of the keves. That was called the Rebuva. Okay? The Rebuva. And the purpose of the Revuva was to put the Psulei Chatas Ha'of, okay? So you have a bird that you bring as a Chatas, right? And it became Pasul, right? That unique halakha of Psulei Chatas Ha'of, okay? That a bird that's brought as a Chatas became Pasul. Then you put that in the window, okay? That's the Revuva. Again, I'm sorry. Let's get back to what we're talking about. I'm sorry for that, okay? The last thing you talk about is the... Machtas HaKesef, which was in the corner between the keves and the Mizbeach on the west side, okay? So, again, it'll really be the southwest corner, right? Again, but it's not actually on the corner. It's between, let's say here's the ramp going down, right? So it'd be in between the ramp and the Mizbeach. There was a shovel. There was always a shovel, a silver shovel, right? The purpose of it was to do the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. It was a shovel that was kept between the keves and the Mizbeach on the southwest side. Let's do major chazar, okay? Before we finish off today, first we spoke about the three squares: the yisod being an amas, sod being five amas, gag mizbeach three amas above that, the kronos being an amah high by an amah, right? That was for kronos on all sides. And we spoke about the makom hiloch raglei kohanim, right? The two amos perimeter that went all around the top of the staff. We talked about the 20 amos by 20 amos that was left in the middle, called the makom hamaracha. We talked about the nekavim, the holes in the yisod on the southwest corner, right? That for the purpose of putting the extra blood of the karbanos. That was the two holes in the on the southwest corner of the yisod. We talked about the kronos, the chlita sikra, right? This red stripe that went all around the mizbeach. We talked about the bowls in the southwest corner on top of the mizbeach, right? The east one being for the wine, the west being for the water. We talked about the ramp. Right? We said it was 30 amos of the ground long. We said it was 12 or 14 amos wide. Okay. We talked about the kevis on the right side, which went up to the sovev. On the left side, which went up to the sovev, but also down to the yisod. Okay? We have the three marachos, the maracha gedola, which was on the east side, right? That was where they burnt all the karbanos. The southwest side, which was the maracha shnei shel ketores, where they took from the coals to bring in to the mizbeach hapnimi, so for the ketores. And the third one, which could be anywhere, was the purpose of having an ish, a fire all the time. And the tapuach in the middle, which was all the ashes. Good. Then you had salt in two places. The salt was number one on the kevis on the ramp. That was for the purpose of the limbs of the ola and the fats of other karbanos, right? And you had salt in the southwest corner up top. That was for the purpose of the meal offerings and the birds. Okay? We said that the mizbeach was in the southwest corner of the Azara. Seven amos entering into the northern half, right? And then we said three things that were next to the near the mizbeach. On the right of the mizbeach, you had the makom hadeshen. We said trumas hadeshen. They would take the ashes, bring it down. They would take the ashes with a shovel that was there, and then bring it down, put it in the makom hadeshen. The second thing was the base hadeshen gadol, which was a fire which was burning on the right side of the mizbeach. That was for the kamanas of the gate puzzle. And the third thing was the shovel that was kept right there. And that was the third thing that was around. Okay, good. Just go ahead.
What was the shovel for?
The shovel that was kept right there always was for the purpose of taking the ashes and bringing it right down to the makom hadeshen.